The pedophilia scandal has many Catholics re-examining their relationship with the Church. Commentator Jane Meredith Adams says that's overdue.
Being Catholic has always been a public relations problem. My friends worry that I believe a condom is an instrument of sin, and women are destined to have 18 children. And now this, creepy pedophile priests, and crimes the bishops don't want to prosecute because insurance rates would go up. As my dear Catholic friend Daphne says, when do you bail? When do you decide a nice Unitarian potluck doesn't sound so bad? When I was 17, I took a vacation from the church. Last year I came back, hoping that in 20 years, the church might have pulled itself together. To get myself updated, I'm taking a class at St. Teresa's. I've learned that it's now okay to eat meat on Friday, and weekly confession isn't required, which is a relief, because with two kids underfoot, I'm hard-pressed to rack up enough sins. I ask Ed, the white-haired, devout Catholic who's teaching the class, how come the church still forbids birth control? And what about Rome saying gay people are objectively disordered? Oh, that, says Ed, the pelvic issues. The pelvic issues? The church is awful on that stuff, says Ed. Nobody listens to them about sex. Ah, yes. This I know about being Catholic. The rules at the top make no sense. We want women priests and married priests. We want birth control, divorce, a welcome for gay Catholics. And the Vatican, like a hysterical parent, forbids such talk. So we sneak around, doing what is right and God-inspired, loving our local parishes, ignoring the hierarchy. But now my question is, what was I thinking? How could I imagine it was safe to ignore the powerful men who make the rules? As we've discovered, a lot of priests and bishops have done a hideous job on the pelvic issues. Decades ago, with the first report of a priest molesting an altar boy, I wished I'd asked questions. I wish I hadn't fallen into the Catholic trance, the cynical acceptance of things that aren't right. At Easter Vigil, I officially rejoined the church. Here's the deal. I'm coming back as a good Catholic, the kind who demands that the rulemakers start telling the truth.
The comments of San Francisco writer Jane Meredith Adams, author of a forthcoming book of essays, Around Town.